Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Drew Baldridge on your B-Morning Coffee Club. That is a live version of Tough People from last night's Guitars and Stars show. Billy Kidd with you. TJ is off today getting ready for the big wedding this weekend. Hope is with us. And intern Joe, burning the midnight candle. What time did you get home last night?
About 11.
Oh, you didn't go out afterwards and do stuff? College guy.
I decided I wanted to go home and sleep.
But we were like, hey, what if because TJ is off tomorrow, you came in?
Well, that's why I went to sleep. Or rather, tried to.
So, Guitars and Stars, anybody that was there last night, you know what an amazing night it was. And every show we do, we walk out of there, we go, man, that was the best night ever. We're never going to top that. And then last night, it felt like it got topped again. I mean, the crowd was crazy into it. I don't know that I've ever seen a show end quite on the high note that one did. They always end on a high note.
Mm.
The whole place was up. Folks who weren't there, they did a montage. And we're going to give you highlights throughout the morning. We just heard Drew Baldridge and Tough People there. But at the end of the night, they did a montage, which we've got. I am furiously editing things behind the scenes here, so we'll get that on the radio this morning. But Drew, what a great dude. Came back, chatted with us a little bit before he walked out on stage.
He has so many different hats that he wears that I didn't know. He comes in, he's like, oh, did you know that I was valedictorian? We had them all sign old pictures of themselves, and Drew's was his high school graduation picture.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I was valedictorian. You don't need to know that it was only of a class of 22 people. I was like, valedictorian's valedictorian,
still
Drew.
Top of the pile.
Yeah, top of the heap, still top of the heap. Doesn't matter how small.
Yeah. His story as an artist, the music you hear on mainstream country radios and satellite radio and pretty much everywhere, there's record labels involved. And when you're first starting out as an artist, you need a lot of money because you're basically marketing something to the whole planet. And you need money to drive from city to city to do interviews on the radio and do small shows at clubs and stuff like that. I mean, it costs a fortune to get a career started. So Drew was on a record label folded. Mm. Wrong place, wrong time, nothing to do with him. And then he was starting to get going again, and then COVID hit. And he went and did shows. The second that you were allowed to go out and do shows, they did socially distant shows where, like, drive-in, you go to a drive-in theater, somebody be on a stage, you could go, but you had to stay in your car, stuff like that. He did his own version of that with his own money, no backing from anybody else, just him. He called one day, he's like, I want to come up and do a show. I'm like, I don't know how you're going to do it, but okay. And he did it for Canandaigua, for the school graduation.
In the CMAC parking lot, and they were all in their cars.
Everybody was sitting, you know, in or around their cars. Drew brought his own sound system, set everything up, played the show, and then went on to the next city. I mean, that guy, he was a road dog for years, and it paid off. He started working the song She's Somebody's Daughter, and completely on his own, just started calling radio stations. Man, can you play this record? What do you think?
Which casually on TikTok, he said had 10 million views overnight.
Casually.
10 million with an M.
So long story short, Drew really has stuck it out and it paid off for him. He's his own boss. He answers to nobody. He's doing his own thing. And he's got another song that's, I think, top 20, maybe even top 10 at this point with Tough People that we just heard. So an amazing story and just a super nice guy. He could not have been cooler backstage.
Oh, my God. I like was wiping away tears when he was talking about his journey. I was like, though, in the video, you're probably going to like be like, oh, something in her eye. Yes. Tears.
We are running highlights from last night's Guitarists and Stars show that took place out at the RBTL Wester Auditorium Theater.
And we were picking on Low Cash. We went through and got old pictures of all of the artists to have them sign and surprise them. Low Cash is low-key in the witness protection program. Yeah. They've scrubbed themselves of the internet. Every other artist is like, how'd you find this picture of me? I'm like, don't worry about it. There are no pictures.
Nothing.
Of Low Cash. We had to go through. They used to be on the Tanya Tucker reality show, Tuckerville.
Yes. Back TLC back in the day.
I had to watch an episode on YouTube and grab a screenshot of the episode for them to sign. And when asked, they're like, don't worry about it. People Magazine asked them how old they are. And Chris said, no comment. Like, you don't need to know.
What I honestly have no idea how old they are. They've been making records since the early 2000s.
They said they were 17 in 2005. That's what they said.
I don't know if I believe that. Maybe. Possibly.
Yeah, but when you Google Low Cash members, you literally don't even get Chris's picture. There's not a picture of Chris.
That's what's amazing.
Well, Preston doesn't have an Instagram. They don't have Facebook. I'm going through like all of my like fail safes of how I find these pictures of artists. TJ's looking up their high school yearbook.
Doesn't exist. They did drop one hint though. They said, well, perhaps maybe that's not our real names.
They did a real good job.
I didn't think about that, because if that's not their real names, then you're never going to find any pictures of them, because we don't know what their real name is.
And they did a good job as far as like, I don't know if it's timing of when they were becoming famous, of being like, we're gonna, you know, cover
everything. They scrubbed the internet of anything that doesn't fit the Low Cash image. How they did that, I have no idea.
I'd like to know who their people are.
And you, living in the world you do with social media, how do you not end up on the internet at some point doing what they do for a living? Nobody's posted pictures like growing up, like, I went to school with Low Cash. It's not there. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, they said, no, we're not going to have our real names. We're not going to exist on the internet. And clearly it's doing its thing.
It's working. Every Guitars and Stars show, people walk away and go, I saw them when. I think that was one of those moments last night. It was an amazing show last night. We had Zach backstage. Could not have been cooler. Could not have been more laid back. You guys need anything? What do you know? Like, he was just
his belt
so
buckle
nice.
Had his name on it. His it belt did. Buckle said Zach Top.
It did.
And I've never thought about getting a belt buckle with my name on it. But I don't know if I could pull off like, you know, the cowboy belt buckle.
I could see you in a bedazzled jean jacket with the name Hope emblazoned across the back of it.
That was supposed to happen yesterday.
Of course it was.
I was going to unveil a bedazzled fringe denim jacket, and then I was going to wear my B-shirt, and I was going to bedazzle that, the B logo.
Well, you can start working on that. We're working on the next Guitars and Stars show. It's going to be in the fall. Got a bunch of people signed already. Can't talk about it. So excited, though. But Zach Top last night, we grabbed everybody before the show, and we'll have the videos posted here a little bit later this morning, but got to chat with everybody backstage. And Zach, there's some people that you're around, and then you see them perform. They're kind of like two different people. Like, backstage, he was everyday normal guy. Got out on stage and just tore it up. And somebody noticed that he was playing along with everybody.
Yeah, I noticed that when I walked out into the crowd. I was like, hold up. Zach's playing for every single one of these songs. I don't know if that was like planned or if Zach's just that good.
Well, at first I thought he was tuning his guitar. I was like, that's weird. What a weird time to tune your guitar. And then he just didn't stop. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
he's playing with everybody.
That's the level of artistry that those guys are at. where they can just, and this is what blows my mind. They'll look over. They would have never heard the song before. Look over, catch the chords that the guy next to him is playing, start strumming along with it. By the end of the song, they're singing harmonies. And that's why I love Guitars and Stars, because that stuff happens all the time. There's a little bit later this morning, Low Cash closed out the show and pointed at Zach and was like, "You play a solo." And that boy can pick.
Oh, yeah.
Holy mackerel. I was listening to it in headphones, just blown away at how good that dude is.
It was so electric to see him just, I mean, top tier solo right there.
Well, like, and this was your first ever concert, Joe.
Yeah, it was.
I'm still blown away by that. Ever.
Ever.
And that was the experience you got, was to be backstage, record everything. And
got Zach Top to sign my hat. My sister was real mad.
Oh, I bet. I can't believe you judged me so harshly last night. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. We had, for days, talked about what are we going to wear on stage.
Months.
Well, you were months. We were the last couple days. But we ended up deciding, we called an audible after talks of fringe and bedazzled and sparkles and all that stuff. We're like, we're just going to wear the B, the Guitars and Stars t-shirts on stage. And I thought the look on your face was like, oh my God, they just stepped on a kitten.
Don't get it twisted. Hopes was still sparkly.
Oh, you managed to sparkle it up last night.
Oh yeah. My skirt, I couldn't wear it in the rain. I had to like wear sweatpants in, and I was like, I'm changing. You don't think I'm wearing this on stage.
You look like you just came from a jog when you walked in last night. All covered up in like a big coat with the hood up and sweatpants. And
had velvet sequin feather fringe skirt on. With my sparkly boots. Originally, I had bought this, what I thought was a fringe dress, months ago. I saw it in the store. I said, perfect. I know exactly where I'm going to wear that. I'm going to wear that to the spring guitars.
Spoke of it many times as we were getting ready for the show.
Bought it in November. I've had it for 6 months. I've been ready to go. Every time I've tried this dress on, it looks wrong. Like, I don't know what it is. I was peer pressured by my family. They all agreed. They were probably just wanting to leave the store. They're like, okay, let's go, Hope. I'm like, but does this look good? They're like, yeah, they didn't even look. They're like, let's go. I'm looking at the tag closer because I'm like, why doesn't this look good? And it says that it is a bridal robe. Like a robe that a bride would wear to get ready when they're having their like getting ready pictures taken. I thought it was just like a wrap dress. And then...
Surprise!
Surprise! So, broke out the t-shirt, our Guitars and Stars merch, and I was like, well, I still have to make this over the top and extra. So, I just happened to have, you know, this feather fringe velvet sequin skirt that I bought just in case. I stock up on sequin skirts and pants
tracks.
Anytime.
That tracks.
They're available, you know, because we're going to wear them, and I'm going to get peer pressured to wear t-shirts. But Billy thought it was a good idea to wear his blue shirt with a camo trucker hat and then a different shade of blue patterned shirt over it. It's like, what are you doing?
All right, let me defend Billy real quick here.
Unnecessary.
All blues go together.
No. I think you two are colorblind. And it's okay.
Thank you.
It's okay to be colorblind. It's many men are impacted by
it. Listen, as an alpha male, your fashion rules don't apply to me.
As an alpha male?
Yeah, Billy's got it right.
Billy, please.
That is how you end a concert right there. At your B-Morning Coffee Club, we had an absolute blast at Guitars and Stars last night. That song, when they finished it, there's another thing that happened right before that that I still have to edit it so I can get it on the air.
Yeah.
Where everybody did like a chorus and a verse of one of their favorite songs. So it was just so much fun. And what they picked to cover was funny because it was some country, some rock and roll, some other stuff. But man, every night we say it's we're never going to top that last show. And it feels like last night was another one of those we saw them when kind of moments. Like Zach mm-hmm. Top, in the middle of that song, that ripping guitar solo, that was Zach. And that guy, I think,
electric
was the crowd favorite last night, because every time it came around to him, things got louder. People stood up. Like he was kind of like the it guy last night.
I could not believe that a bra did not end up on stage. I was like, for sure, somebody's going to throw a garment at him.
Yeah, there was a whole section of ladies right in front of him.
Yeah, I mean, there was also a group of girls who would run from the back because they definitely had tickets towards the back of the theater.
Yeah.
And they would run up the aisle and start videoing and like dancing in the aisle halfway up towards Zach every time he played. And then as soon as he was done, They would walk right back.
Yep.
There was a line over by the tour buses, like waiting for Zach.
Oh, and the merch line after the show, which I've never seen before, ever, at any show that we've ever done. There was a line, as soon as they opened the door, there was a line at the merch table. And as soon as the show was over, we walked out to start tearing down our stuff, take down tables and stuff. There's like 100 people standing in line to buy t-shirts. So great night. Thank you to everybody who came out. My voice is, it's clearly not going to make it through the morning. So we're going to lean on the best of segments from last night. We have cuts of everybody that performed that finale that I was just talking about. We're going to get that up here in the next hour. Tons of social media. If you hit our Facebook page, the Instagram,
I saw the
something
Facebook.
Over on the threads. If you're on the threads,
the threads.
Hit it up, and we're going to be posting more stuff as the day goes on. So keep checking it. It's your B Morning Coffee Club highlights from last night's Guitars and Stars show. That's Kelsey Hart doing Life with You, and Kelsey. Last night before the show, we chatted with everybody, and we're going to have those videos posted here a little bit later this morning on our social media. But Kelsey actually kind of caught us off guard because we were doing this goofy thing where we put pictures of them that they probably don't expect to see put in front of them.
Kelsey could not believe that I had this picture of him from when he was four. And it was on his Instagram. I was like, okay, yours is like the least creepy of all of them that I had to find. Yeah, he's like 4 years old. He's sitting on a hay bale with his guitar.
Yeah.
So we do our video. And then his record rep is like, we should send a picture to your mom. So we thought it was just him holding the picture. And he was like, wait, no, I want you guys in it. So we were in a picture that went to Kelsey Hart's mom.
We never know what people's reaction is going to be. You know, I call it our little reindeer games backstage. And sometimes the artists are tired and they just don't want to mess around. And most of the time, they're just having a good time and laughing with us. And Kelsey's, that was a very sweet moment where he was like, I want to send this to my mom. Come over here. Let's get in this picture. So stay close. We have more highlights from the Guitars and Stars show coming up. Tons of social media. This might be the most we've ever had backstage because intern Joe was killing it last night. Videotaping.
Yeah, you brought in a professional, huh?
Thank you for getting me eating donuts backstage.
Of course.
We don't need to see
the
that.
The most aesthetically pleasing.
Joe's first concert. What a way to start your concert life. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. Billy Hope TJ is on vacation getting ready for her daughter's wedding. Intern Joe is here with us. And last night, we asked him to come out to the concert, shoot some videos for us, some social media stuff, which you can see that. We're putting that up throughout the morning and afternoon over on our station Facebook page and the Insta and the threads. But that was your first concert ever?
Correct. That was my first concert ever.
How does somebody who just graduated from college never end up in a concert, even like at school?
I don't know. I just never made it to one.
I had other stuff to do.
Didn't you say you were like, hadn't been to one, then you're like, well, now it feels like it has to be something special.
Yeah.
Waiting for a good concert.
I was like, oh, I've never been after I graduated high school. And then I got in my own head and I was like, I gotta figure out which one because gotta make it a big deal.
Yeah.
And then the opportunity came to go to Guitars and Stars. And I was like, yeah, this seems good. Let's do it.
You saw the rock star experience of concerts because you were backstage with the artists.
Yeah.
And the green room and the food and this full bar back there. I mean, like, nobody was hurting on stage. Nobody was dumb on stage, but they definitely weren't feeling any pain last night, for sure. My son, I think he was 7 or 8. His first concert was Brad Paisley at Darien Lake. And you know, one of the perks of the job is I get to meet them. And sometimes, you know, it's just a meet and greet and a quick photo. And other times it's, hey, come hang out on the bus. Let's chat. I want to play you some music. That was the Brad Paisley instance. So we get up on the bus and he's playing some new stuff. And my son's there and he goes, hey, you like that movie Cars? And we're like, yeah, we loved it. That was on in our house all the time because Brad Paisley had a song in the movie Cars.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Yes, he had recorded a song for Cars 2 before the movie was out, and he had the DVD on the bus. He's like, you guys want to see the movie? So my kid sat and watched like 3/4 of the second Cars movie before it was released on the bus at Darien Lake. And I was like, kid, you are totally spoiled for concerts from this point on.
We're going to be back here in a couple months playing to see. See over there at Canandaigua down there, CMAT. We'd love to see y'all there with my buddy Bailey Zimmerman. We're going out on tour this summer, so we'll see you in a few months.
I love that he said Canandaigua right to B Morning Coffee Club. He shared a bunch of stories last night about the beginning of his career, record label folded before he had his first big hit, and then COVID hit. I mean, like, it was like one thing after another for this poor guy's career. And so during COVID, he posted saying, hey, I want to come and play. You remember when you could first go out and have concerts like outdoors? Mm-hmm. So he was doing backyard concerts.
I love, he said that he was like, hey, if you want me to come perform in your backyard, let me know. He was hoping for 5, maybe 10. He had over 20,000 requests to perform in their backyard. He ended up doing over 200 backyard concerts.
That is crazy. And remember, all on his own dime.
Going through traveling, and it's just crazy how he's like, maybe 5 or 10. His video, when he first posted, She's Somebody's Daughter, had 10 million views overnight on TikTok. Like, I thought maybe, you know, 5 or 10. Drew, come on. It's not going to be long before he's filling up a whole stadium.
Yeah, and we asked him backstage. We put pictures of the artist, you know, kind of surprised him with them, of them, like, much younger. And his was his graduation picture. And I forget if it was you or TJ who asked, what would you say to that guy in that picture? And he says, hang in there. It's going to happen. It might take a little longer than you thought, but it's going to happen. I'm just going to call him the modern day Vince Gill. Zach Top on WBEE. It's B Morning Coffee Club. And last night, Zach Top, I think a lot of people picked up on the fact that everybody kind of chimed in from, you know, song to song, maybe sang some harmonies. That dude was part of every song on that stage last night.
Yeah.
My favorite was the one song he sang. I can't think of it, but the audience was screaming, I love you! It's like, Low Cash made a comment about it at the end of the song and was like, you just hear like this demon voice going, I love you,
Zach had a lot of fans there. And I think that was, for a lot of people, one of those I saw him when moments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's we get a lot of people on the way up. And we're lucky that, like, Jelly Roll, we booked that months in advance. And between the time we booked that show and the time he walked out on stage, his profile just went sky high. And I think we just experienced that with Zach last night. We saw a lot of stars up on that stage. Drew absolutely crushed it. Everybody crushed it last night.
It was so good. Like, we've said it all morning. Like, every time we're like, that's the best one ever. Nothing's gonna top it.
Let's call it a night. We're done. And then here we are planning the next one. And I'm sure in November, we're all going to be like, that was the best one we've ever done. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. We're recapping last night's Guitars and Stars show. 252-9233. If you got some favorite moments from the show, shoot us a text. Let us know what you think about it. We've been playing clips. We got more to go. The ending last night was pretty much everybody picked a favorite song. And they just did like a verse and a chorus. And it was rowdy and upbeat and fun. And I'm editing that right now. So we'll have that for you coming up in the next couple minutes. But we had some guests backstage.
I don't know if you've heard of Gronk. We had some Gronks.
There was a Gronk sighting in the house last night. Now, it wasn't Rob. It was his brother, Dan. And there was a whole bunch of them. I'm not sure exactly who was there. Dan for sure was there. They all live in Buffalo. And apparently they're friends with Low Cash. So yesterday afternoon at like 3 o'clock, we get a message from Low Cash's management folks going, hey, can we leave some tickets for put them on the guest list for the artist? And we're like, yeah, who is it? And they left the name, and I'm looking at it. It's like Gronkowski. And it was of the Gronkowski family from Buffalo. So apparently there's a bunch of brothers that they were all in the NFL.
Yeah. 4 of them played in the NFL. A couple of them played for the Bills.
What the heck are the odds of having one, let alone 2, 3, 4, 5 of your kids?
I feel like those genes, like the Kelsey brothers were both NFL players, the Manning brothers. Like, I don't know. I guess if one's got genes, there's a good chance the other one's got the genes.
Yeah, it's not just the Manning brothers either. Because Archie, their dad was in the NFL as a quarterback, and their nephew, Arch, is going to be in the NFL. He's supposed to get drafted like in the next 2 years or so.
Oh, the more you know. Well, you know, I'm not, Billy and I are not football people. The fact that we know who Gronk is, a miracle.
Well, Gronk is kind of surpassed.
Yeah.
You know, he's beyond the sport because he's goofy and funny and all over the place on TV shows. And I don't know if he's been in movies or not, but I'm sure he could be if he wanted to.
Yeah, probably. But it's got to be that once one person in the family's known, they're like, oh, other people got to be pretty similar.
Yeah.
That's my assumption.
Well, you still got to perform.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the combines and all that stuff, you still got to be able to do the thing.
But it's about college recognition. That's how you get into the NFL. So it's if I recognize the Gronkowski name and I'm a college guy, oh, I'm going to go get his brother a couple years later.
Yeah. Well, they were hanging out last night. You never know. And honestly, we never know who's going to show up backstage, because if they're friends with somebody, they have a list. The artist can invite, you know, guests and put them on their list. So we normally don't know until the day of.
Didn't you say yesterday that when Blake Shelton performed that Miranda Lambert was there, like casually, unexpectedly signing autographs?
Yes, she was. Yes.
You never know what's going to happen at Guitars and Stars.
And I don't know if you guys noticed, we just played Post Malone. There was a guy in the pit that from a distance looked an awful lot like Post Malone.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
I didn't notice that, and I've met Post Malone, so like you'd figure I would be the one to notice that.
Front and center in a white t-shirt, and I walked past the stage, and I did a double take, and I was like, that dude looks just like Posty. And I asked two or three other people, I'm like, doesn't that guy out there look like the person? And they're all like, yeah, yeah. Not to you.
I didn't even notice him.
He was right in front.
Joe is a professional. He was paying attention to his camera. He wasn't out looking in the crowd. He was busy.
I was making sure that you guys looked good for socials today. Joe,
as he should. Joe, as he should.
Last night, I'm sitting there eating a donut, and I turned my head a little bit. There's Joe with the camera in my face. And I'm just like, what are you doing?
I have photos of you eating donuts from past shows, too. I should do a whole montage.
Do I eat donuts every show?
Well, maybe. I've got more than one photo of you eating a donut.
I have to rethink my life decisions here for a moment. Guitars and Stars last night. Kane Brown coming to town tonight. It is a busy week here. It's the Be Morning Coffee Club. Billy, Hope, TJ is out with her daughter's vacation. Well, it will be a vacation eventually. All right, she's getting ready for the big wedding. And intern Joe is sitting in this morning. We did this thing yesterday, Joe, that now last night was your first concert.
Yeah.
The average American will go to 3 concerts during the summertime. And we were joking that we're going to knock 2 of them out this week. This week, me. So, and you're a concert goer. You're all over the place this summer.
Oh, yeah. Billy Currington's coming to Beacon Skiff next week.
Yeah.
We got Finger Lakes Country Music Festival is in like 3 weeks, 2 weeks. I can't do math. It's soon. It's June 14th. It's right around
very
the corner.
Soon. Lots of shows at Darien Lake. Last night from the stage, Drew said that he's going to be back with Bailey Zimmerman.
That's going to be at CMAC.
Out at CMAC. So many concerts coming up. And I mean, the summer's just beginning. Like, it's not...
It may be
this weather doesn't make you feel like it.
And like not feel like it's Memorial Day weekend this weekend. But like, allegedly, Mother Nature, she said she's coming.
Allegedly,
summer.
Maybe, sometime.
Kind of.
We are recapping some of our favorite memories from last night's Guitars and Stars show. It's Billy, Hope, TJ is getting ready for her daughter's wedding, intern Joe in the house. Thank you for coming out last night and shooting tons of video.
Of course. Point the camera at everything and hope something works.
Right. And there are tons of videos over at our station Facebook page. There's pictures.
Instagram.
There's pictures going up on our website, WBEE.com. So lots to see. More going up as we go through the day. Dylan Carmichael was one of the artists, newer artists that was up on the stage last night. And Hope, did you know his uncle is John Michael Montgomery?
Yes.
And his other uncle is Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry. There was record people backstage that didn't know that, which I was kind of shocked that they didn't know that. When you hear him sing, we're going to play him one of his songs from last night. I think he sounds just like Eddie Montgomery.
I agree. I love his voice. I love his talking voice.
Deep, I could listen.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
He was telling us a story last night. So we were going through... I found very old pictures of all of the artists.
Yes.
Being a little creepy Instagram stalker. But it was for the gram, okay?
It was for the gram.
It was for a bit. And found one of Dylan Carmichael speaking at an FFA meeting, Future Farmers of America. He was like, oh yeah, I was the treasurer. And he took us on this journey of a story where he lost his jacket, was very disappointed. And then he was opening for Lainey Wilson, and they had a new jacket made for him.
Which, by the way, he was close to tears just talking about that.
Yeah, he has like a whole documentary thing about it.
Yeah. About just the coat.
Just the coat.
And getting the coat back. And I didn't know that there's rules attached to the coat. Like when you're in the FFA, you can wear it. When you're done, you're not supposed to wear it out publicly.
You can hold it.
You can hold it. But you can't like put it on and walk around with it.
So he forgot about this. And he said as soon as he got his jacket, he put it right back on. And all these FFA members are like, nope.
They're in the audience like, take that off. So just a little taste of Dylan from last night. And I swear, you close your eyes, I think he sounds just like Uncle Eddie. Uncle Eddie, Eddie Montgomery. He went half of Montgomery Gentry. But I love his voice. I love everything about this guy. He's got new music coming. They wouldn't tell me when. I'm guessing later this summer, probably June or July, we'll have a single from him. But this is, people were yelling out songs for him to sing last night. This is one of them. It's called Big Truck, Dylan Carmichael on WBEE.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.